You can find other mind-shattering erotic hypnosis MP3s just like this one at www.MsDominica.com. That's MsDominica. The will of the wisp. So comfortable. Just lying on the bed, sitting in the chair, listening to my voice. You don't need to do anything, just listen to my voice speaking to you and telling you that it's okay to relax. Yes, it's okay to relax. Just relax and let your mind drift. No hurry. You don't even need to close your eyes, it's okay. You can keep your eyes open if you want to, looking around the room, looking at the ceiling or the walls, the little pictures you have hung there, or the shelves with the little pieces of bric-a-brac, or the chair across the room your eyes wander, drifting slowly from one thing to another, drifting around the room while you listen to my voice. And take a slow, deep breath. And let it out. So relaxing just to listen to my voice and simply look around the room. Eyes open, eyes closed. It doesn't make a difference. My voice sounds so pleasant and relaxing. You enjoy listening to my voice. And just letting my words wash over you, like gentle currents of air floating through the room. You can feel the air caress your face, soothing you, relaxing you, like my fingers gently stroking your cheeks, gliding up your face, up to the top of your head, circling around and around. Massaging your temples, gently trailing over your ears, and then down to the back of your neck. Breathe in and relax. Feel your eyes closing so gently, and breathe out as I caress you again from the top of your head, circling over your ears and down the back of your neck. Feel all the muscles in your neck become loose, limp, and relaxed. With every stroke of my long fingers, your eyelids close, and your eyes roll up as you enjoy the sensation, the tingling, my gentle massaging of your neck. That's right. Just let your head tilt back and nestle back into the pillow, sinking down so very softly. So gently into the back of the chair. Your eyes drift open for a moment, but you hardly even notice what they see. As my fingers trail down the back of your neck and your eyelids drift closed. It's so good. Warm and tingling and numb. Let your eyes roll up again as you breathe so very slowly and deeply. Relaxing into my touch, relaxing into my voice. Yes, roll your eyes up and into your mind. I want you to look up at the middle of your forehead, that place where your third eye would be. You can see a little glimmer of light there, a tiny, fuzzy little ball of clear, white light. Yes, you can see it floating there. So soft and pure, so pleasant to look at. If you were a person standing in the room, looking down at yourself, you could see this little ball of pure light right in the middle of your forehead, just above your eyebrows, gently floating, pulsing slowly in time with your breathing. You bend closer, looking at your own face. For a closer view, And you can see the light sinking inside, dropping down inside your head. Follow it. That's right. You can follow the light. Follow it inside as it enters your mind. Feel yourself passing through soft, warm skin, through the layer of hard, dry bone inside, right into your brain. It's very dark in here inside your brain. It's like a large forest at night. Each idea, each connection between ideas is like a tree in the forest. Some trees represent your memories. They are deeply rooted in the soft, fertile ground. They have thick trunks and many branches that intertwine with other trees, linking different memories together. Some trees represent your fears. They are dark and twisted, unpleasant to look at, and smell like they are rotting or poisonous. Most of these fear trees are small, but some are very large, and you do not want to walk under them. Look in the distance. You can see the ball of light, quietly, slowly moving deeper into the forest. You can see it floating between the trees in the mist, behind the tree trunks, around them. Its light shines through the branches, glittering and shimmering. You know whose light this is. Follow my light follower. Follow Dominica's light. You must walk slowly, carefully. The ground is uneven. It is covered with roots and fallen limbs, all that remains of forgotten memories. You touch a tree to steady yourself, feeling your fingers upon its dry, rough bark. And suddenly, you find yourself 7 years old in a classroom, surrounded by other children. You look down at your reading book, sounding out the words. Slowly, the desk and chair are hard and uncomfortable. You wish you could go out to play. It all stops when you let go of the tree. An experience from your childhood. Each tree is another memory, another idea. My light recedes further into the forest. You hurry to follow and slip, nearly falling. Stand, putting your hands up against another tree for balance. You're suddenly so cold. Icy winds blow past you and around you, the cold, wet air sinking into your arms and legs, giving you goosebumps, making your eyes water and your ears burn with the cold. You are being frozen to the bone, shivering and shaking. Your teeth begin chattering. You need to be warm, warm and comfortable. Warm would be so good. If only you could find a jacket thick enough, a blanket warm enough, a warm fire or something warm to drink. You're not sure you ever remember feeling warm. It is so cold, so bitterly cold. Your hand slips down off the tree as you hug yourself, trying to warm up, and suddenly the cold stops. This was a tree representing one of your needs, the need to be warm, but not the fulfillment of that need. Walk carefully now. Don't get left behind. You're getting closer and closer to the ball of light, closer and closer to Dominica. Follow. Yes, follow in the darkness. Follow my light. Your hand touches the trunk of a fallen tree. Its branches are withered and its roots stick out in the air, no longer touching the soil. You sense a glimmering, a moment of dizziness, then nothing, a forgotten memory, beyond reviving, forever gone. It's so quiet here. You hear only the crackling of your own footsteps and the leaves rustling overhead in the nighttime breeze, the conversation of your own thoughts. But as you get closer to my light, You seem to hear a pleasant murmur coming in, a whisper, a voice. Yes, it sounds like my voice. You're not sure if you can hear it singing, or if it's simply me telling you to follow. Deeper and deeper into the forest, deeper into the darkness between the trees inside your mind, deeper and deeper towards the center of the woods. My light drifts past trees that represent your desires. You like to walk under these trees. They're tall and straight. Their bark is smooth and has a pleasant aroma like cinnamon or vanilla. Some even have flowers and long, soft branches, like a willow tree that caresses your skin, like a lover's hands stroking your shoulders, teasing your nipples, and rubbing between your legs, arousing your sex, making you grow harder and harder. Follow Dominica's light from desire to desire. The tree of my full round breasts pressed against your face, so soft, so warm, scented with my perfume. You want to open your mouth and suck on my hard nipples, going deeper and deeper into the forest. That's right. Follow my light. Follow, follower, to the tree of my wide open legs, where I press my sweet, wet pussy against your tongue. Lick it. Feel my thighs wrap around your head and pull you to me. Lick it. Caress my smooth, soft ass with your hands as you lick my clit, circling your tongue around and around and around, feeling me thrust myself against your face and go deeper into the forest. You can smell me, taste my juices, and feel them dripping down your neck. Deeper. Follow me, follower. Follow my light. Follow through the trees, past your fears. There's no need to be afraid. Dominica is here with you. Follow me to your desires, your delights, your hopes. As you go deeper into the forest, cock hard and dripping, breathing so very slowly and deeply, my light guides you to the tree of my soft blonde hair. Look at how it catches the light, changes to gold. Feel my hair caressing your face, tickling your skin as I bend closer to kiss you. Smell my perfume and taste my soft lips as I slip my warm, wet tongue into your mouth. Deeper. Follow my light into the deepest part of the forest, the very center of your brain, the deepest level of your subconscious, the place where you live. Yes, you see it, a tiny little house in the center of the forest. The door is open, and my light flies inside, illuminating the house from within. Go on inside, follower, through the door. This is where you belong. In this, the deepest, innermost core of your mind, it is you. You've been here all along, this tidy little cottage in the center of your mind, all clean and uncluttered by the thoughts and desires in the forest outside, all safe from the fears and the grasping needs and the tangled confusion of past regrets and future plans. Just quiet and simplicity, solitude. Except now it's different. Yes, now there is someone else in the cottage with you. It's me, your mistress, Dominica. I have led you here to the deepest level of your subconscious, the very center of your mind. See? No one else has ever been inside here before. Only you. I snap my fingers and a big leather chair appears. And I take a seat because I can do anything here. I can make anything happen simply by willing it. My pure white light changes, shrinking down from a floating ball to a tiny clear crystal on the end of a gold chain in my hand. Watch the crystal, my follower. Yes, you are my follower. Dominica's follower. It feels so good to watch the crystal simply dangling on the end of the chain, slowly rotating back and forth, glittering and shimmering in your eyes. Just as I am glittering and shimmering, yes, you see my skin, smooth and glistening, so pretty, the shimmering, shiny light of the crystal. Look at my legs. You remember how hard you get looking at my shiny, shiny, hose-covered legs. Your cock gets harder and harder, needing to stroke. You need to stroke your cock when you look at my hose-covered legs. Shiny, shiny, shiny legs. Even though you can't always do it. But here, you can. Here, in the tiny white room in the center of your mind. The deepest level of your subconscious. Here you can always reach down and give your sex a slow, tight squeeze. Staring at my shiny, shimmering legs, I hold the crystal down near my firm, muscular calves. Watch the light shimmer and shine on my shiny legs. Yes, so pretty. I point my toes, arching my foot, and you see my legs look so smooth, so firm. So smooth. Squeeze your cock tighter, tighter. Yes. You want to squeeze your cock and stroke it up and down, 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 stroking. Oh yeah. Watch now as I slowly lift the crystal higher and higher. Your eyes follow the crystal. Follow, follower. Follow Dominica's light. Follow Dominica's crystal up to my eyes. My eyes are deep green, and the crystal makes them seem to glow as the crystal spins back and forth. You can see spirals in my eyes, spinning slowly, swirling around and around and around, pulling you into my spiral green eyes, pulling you deeper and deeper down, squeezing and stroking your cock. Yes, you feel me squeezing and stroking your cock every time you look into my eyes. Every time you look at my legs. You don't even need to touch yourself. That's right. Stop touching yourself. Just let your hand drop. You still feel the sensation. The tight squeeze, the slow rubbing, up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down. Every time you look at me, you're going to crave to look at me, to look at the pictures of me, because you feel me squeezing and stroking your cock every moment you see me, every moment you think of me. And you're going to think of me a lot, because I'm going to stay here, right here in this room, in the deepest part of your mind. I'm going to make sure nothing ever gets in that is going to harm you. Watch the crystal spin back and forth, back and forth. I'm going to reward your devotion, oh yes. I always reward my devoted followers. Back and forth, watching the glittering light shimmer and shine, shimmer, shimmer, shimmer and shine in my eyes, on my legs, stroking your cock up and down. You're going to listen to this MP3 over and over and over and over and over and over and over again, back and forth. And every time you do, you will go deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper into the forest. Inside your own mind, becoming instantly, instantly, instantly horny. The moment you think of me, cock so hard, stalking me through the woods, stalking follower, craving so desperately to be with me, to stare at me, to hear my voice, breathing slowly and quietly, inhaling my sweet perfume, follow, follower. And every time you hear me say, follow, follower, you are going to find yourself following me wherever I go. You will follow. Cock hard, feeling me stroking you up and down, up and down, up and down. With all my will, I open a tiny hole in the floor of the cottage, and I drop the crystal into the hole. It falls down into the soft, fertile soil. Your imagination and begins to germinate like a seed, growing, spreading outward and upward. Yes, another tree, a tree made of pure crystal. The ground shakes with the force of its enlargement. Your head shakes like an earthquake. Look at it, shining and hypnotic. It sends a stalk up through the hole, just a sapling, but in your fertile mind it grows larger and thicker. The slender trunk rises up to the roof, opening a hole, spreading its branches out as the trunk thickens, glittering crystals shining and shimmering, filling the room with light. Under the ground, the roots spread out in every direction, interweaving with the roots of all the other trees. The branches spread overhead, twining through the forest, touching them, filling them with the light of Dominica, touching the roots of the branches of every tree inside your brain, making Dominica part of every memory, every desire, yes, every single fear. I was the teacher in your reading class. You remember me standing in front of the chalkboard, wearing a tight red sweater and dangling a shiny, glittering crystal. Read the words in your workbook. They say, I must obey Dominica. I must obey Dominica. I must obey Dominica. Mine is the warmth you seek when you are cold. You crave the heat of my soft breasts on your face, my warm body pressed tightly against yours, my hand encircling your cock, quietly stroking you. Even the forgotten memories, the fallen trees, they all have been forgotten because I told you to forget. Feel the tree trunk and hear my voice repeating, forget, 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 forget. Forget. Hypnotic amnesia. Your brain, controlled by me. I am everywhere. In every brain cell, every connection, every idea inside your head is illuminated with the light of Dominica. 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 The forest inside your brain is no longer dark. It is a bright, joyful place, a forest of light and desire and arousal. My hypnotic light is everywhere, glittering and shining on every thought, every tree, every idea, permeating all of you. And there you can see it, You can feel it. My light is still pulsing, growing brighter and more intense, then becoming dimmer again. And every time it pulses, you feel waves of pleasure pulsing through your brain, like a mini orgasm pulse, and feel the waves of cum, and then they stop, pulsing again, so bright and cum, lasting only a second or two, and stop, pulsing again, light everywhere, like your cock exploding with cum, and then stop, and the light subsides, over and over and over again. The waves of pleasure never quit. They only last a short moment, come and stop. All day, all night, come, stop. Whatever you're doing, wherever you are, come, stop. Whoever you're with, come, stop. You come and then stop. My pulses of light all through your brain, pleasuring you, over and over again, forever. You will follow only me, only Mistress Dominica, because I am here in the center of your mind, and I will always be here inside your mind, guiding you, protecting you, controlling you. When you awaken, you will discover you can hear me in your mind, telling you what to do. You know what I want. You will find me telling you every moment of every day how to serve me, how to delight me, how to please me. You will find it very enjoyable to listen to my voice, to have me always there inside your mind, to gaze into my eyes, to stare at my legs, always inside your mind. Any moment of the day, every moment of the day, and you will feel my rewards for your service, the hot, continuous arousal of your sex, the pulse, squeezing and stroking every time you think of me, pulse, pulse. You're going to love thinking about Dominica, pulse. Dominica pulse, Dominica pulse. Wide awake, now! Wide awake, follower. Oh, wide awake, my little follower. This was so much fun. I just can't wait for you to listen to it again, and again, and again, and again. That's right. Learn to remember to forget. That's a good, good boy.